Man, I couldn't bring up that Britney Spears thing that you sent me.
I don't freaking know.
I click on it, and it takes me here.
It's her. Just go to her Instagram. It's on her Instagram. Just can you please Google Britney Spears Instagram? Because we have to talk about this.
Well, I'm saying that's no problem, but I'm showing you what it pulls up when I go on. So
what does it pull up?
It pulls up this.
Oh, you're not on Instagram.
Exactly.
Oh, I forgot. Okay, so do me a favor. Google Britney Spears Instagram. Yeah, I just sent you an Instagram link because the rest of us who are on, like the entire world is on Instagram except for you.
Right, and I don't want to be on Instagram.
I know you
and
don't.
You're forcing me to be on Instagram, and I don't want to be on Instagram.
I'm not forcing you to be on Instagram. I'm forcing you to just pull up Britney Spears Instagram. It's not so hard. Google it. It'll come up.
It is hard when you're not on Instagram.
Do you have to be on Instagram to pull up Instagram? I don't think so. Not on Google.
Is this the sandwich thing?
Yes.
Okay. See, I can pull that up.
Okay, well, pull up the sandwich thing because there's a whole Britney Spears thing going on that I got to tell you, you and I have been, I don't know if we're avoiding it, if we're in denial about it because we like her so much. You know, you and I have interviewed her in the past. She's been very kind to us. She immediately followed us on all social media.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she was a great interview. We made national news with our interview with her. It was awesome. So we don't want to say anything disparaging about her. So we would never. But this is not disparaging. This is a whole Britney Spears thing that's been going on for a couple of weeks now that we have not discussed properly. And we have to, because she could be in danger. And as her friends, we could be the people that could help her get out of danger.
Why is she in danger?
Well, it's not official. But so Britney Spears fans who've been following her closely on Instagram for a while now, she does these weird little cryptic videos. You know, a lot of celebrities get on and do videos on Instagram and it's just like, hi, here's my day. Or hi, here's me at the beach or at my pool or with my dog or my kids. This isn't that. She does these like weird cryptic things where it's like she's trying to send us a message. And as you know, she's had that whole conservatorship thing. Listen, I gotta tell you, I am not into conspiracy theories, but this is the Britney conspiracy theory.
You're coming to my side.
It's true. This is Britney conspiracy theory 2021, and I am so here for it. Okay. She's been sending these little cryptic messages out there. Let me show you the video and she'll talk you through it. But I'll explain to you the things that are concerning for people who have been watching this. First of all, the filter she uses is like this weird old filter where she's trying to make it look like an old movie.
Why is her pants falling down?
That's the other thing. Why are her pants falling down?
Okay, guys, so I'm here in my kitchen today, and I'm going to make my first delicacy sandwich. 15 years ago, I used to go to a place in New York City called Shalotsky's Deli Sandwiches. It was literally...
Okay, stop right there.
15 years later, I'm still...
Okay, so Shalotsky's exists. It still exists.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives in Vegas. There are two Shalotsky's within driving distance, one of driving distance of her house and the other driving distance of where she's performing her Vegas show.
Mm-hmm.
So fans are like, why are you acting like this place doesn't exist anymore and you're nostalgic for it when literally you could see one out your window?
It's all over the country, too.
Right, but it's all over the country, but there's two in particular that are literally spitting distance from her work and her house, and people are like, why does she not know that? If this is her favorite place and favorite sandwich, why would they keep her from eating the things that she likes to eat? Clearly, somebody is controlling. I'm just saying what the fans are saying. Clearly, somebody is controlling what she could eat and not eat. So she's forced to make her own Shalotsky sandwich because they've told her it doesn't exist anymore.
Okay, so we'll start with my favorite type of bread. It's called artisan ciabatta. Okay, so now here I have a little bit of goat cheese, just a little bit, and some...
It's like popcorn.
Okay, now those aren't almonds, they're pecans.
Very, very good flavor.
So she calls them almonds, but they're pecans, and she's slicing them in the weirdest way. Like, you know, when you slice things, you actually hold them down, slice them. She's like holding the knife all the way out like it's a sword and slicing it like she's a magician doing a magic trick.
What I have here is basically a little bit of avocado,
mm-hmm.
again, the goat cheese and almonds and the lettuce, and also have, it's like pear, it's sheared pear, and you would think that that would be really odd. It looks like fish.
Somebody else obviously cut this for her because it looks professionally cut. So she has sheared pear that looks like fish, and avocado.
Put them all together, and I've made a tiny sandwich.
So she made this tiny sandwich, but she's only going to take a tiny bite of the tiny sandwich because she's not allowed to eat at her house because someone's controlling what goes in her mouth.
For me, just do a little bitty cut and have your baby two triangle. And voila, it's a beautiful little sandwich.
So fans were writing, take a bite of the sandwich if you need our help. Like as a symbol to us, take a bite. And if you take a bite, we'll know. We'll know you need help. We'll know there's a problem.
All of you are insane. there was nothing wrong with that video other than her hair looks like crap and her pants are falling down. That's the only thing.
Okay, those are hair extensions and you can blame her hairdresser. That's not her
fault.
That's
horrible hair and her pants. She went in and got her youngest son's jeans and put those on and then decided to do the video. Does she not know that we can see pretty much everything with that? I'm not complaining.
Girl had two babies and she can dress like that.
Yeah, I'm
more
not complaining.
Power to her.
She looks great, but no, there's nothing wrong with this. This is not a cry for help. This is fine. This is her trying to do a video on making a sandwich.
But making a sandwich that she's nostalgic for, acting like it's something she used to have 15 years ago when she lived in New York.
Because she can't go down the street and go to Schlotzky's.
No, but they didn't tell her Schlotzky's still existed. That's what I'm saying. Whoever is around
her. She's got Google on her phone. She can find out.
But that's the whole point, that somebody else has her phone and she's allowed to use it for these weird little videos.
Somebody
has
her phone and they're recording it in a stupid filter.
That's my point, that somebody else controls her phone. Somebody else is controlling her phone. Did you see she made the sandwich? It was tiny. She cut it again and she never bit into it. She never ate it.
Well, because you can't wear your son's jeans and eat a sandwich like that.
That's my point. They don't allow her to eat. She's 39 years old.
She's got to fit inside. Those are size 2 jeans. She's got to fit in those.
Those are double zeros.
Double zeros.
I don't even know what those are. Yeah. Those are teeny tiny and they barely, I mean, literally like if she bends over, you're going to see where the babies came from.
Yeah. So the pants are really small. The shirt's kind of weird and the hair is a complete nightmare.
Okay. Except for the hair. She does look amazing, but it's not about how she looks. It's the fact that somebody is clearly controlling her and we're concerned.
You're out of your mind. You're completely crazy.
If I said to the people around me, there's this pizza I used to eat as a kid, Ray's Famous. It was my favorite pizza in the world. Oh, I wish they still made it. I'm going to go in my kitchen, try and make Ray's pizza. They're all over New York City. They're like squirrels here. So somebody who's in my life should say, there's Ray's pizza around that corner and over there. And if you go to the left, there's two more of them. They don't tell her there's Schlotzky's. They don't tell her they exist. Somebody's keeping that information from her.
Wow. No, she can't go to Schlotzky's because she's going to get mobbed. So she can't go and she's at home and she can't leave the house without
Send an assistant. She can say to the assistant, this weird chicken pecan pear sandwich pear that thing. I love. Can you please go to Schlotzky's and get me one so I don't have to make a fool of myself and make one? And then anyway, so it went crazy on Instagram. People were like, there's a Schlotzky's on your block. There's one right near where you work. How do you not know this doesn't exist? So just now, right before today, like right before we went on the air, she posted a photo of a sunset on a beach writing, there is a God. Schlotzky's still exists. Life will be okay now. P-S-S-S-S. I had no idea.
There's one in every town.
P-S-S-S. She had no idea.
I had one last week. I can find it.
P-S-S-S. She had no idea.
But they don't put these things on the side of the highway where you can find them. They're kind of hidden. They're pretty much next to every Hooters. If you find a Hooters, you'll find a Schlotzky's right next door. So... It's like if you find a Food Lion, there's a Chinese restaurant next to it.
Right.
It's the same thing with Hooters and Schlotzky's. So find a Hooters and there you'll find Schlotzky's right next to it.
Yeah, but nobody told Britney Spears. That's why she wrote PSSS. I didn't know.
Well, 'cause I don't think she's out driving her car around Las Vegas.
Her assistants are, and they know she loves that place, but they're keeping it from her. They are keeping it from her. They do not allow her to eat food.
Out of your mind.
I'm telling you, I'm going to put together a team, and I'm going to put together like a SEAL Team 6 kind of thing to go in there and rescue her.
To break her out.
Yeah, to break her out
of there. Get the guy that shot Bin Laden. Get him to go in there and rescue Britney Spears.
Toxic Team 6, I'm going to call it. Britney, it's Britney Bitch Team 6. She's and we're going to go get her out of there.
There's no issues.